Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
And spoiler alert, oh shit, back to me. No big fun boom jib camera move because our guest today, let's welcome him aboard the SSRLSF. Actually, let me do a little business first. Sit there, don't say anything, drink your wine.
Drink your Jesus blood.
This is a podcast where we talk about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. You can find us anywhere you find podcasts. And if you go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, you can get 2 bonus episodes a week. Now let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. Our producer, he's a renaissance man of sorts. He's also very good at shooting camera stuff and doing After Effects.
And a gentle but efficient lover.
Oh, gross. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend Sevan Najarian.
I'll take efficient. as a compliment for
I guess efficient is the way to go because it's like
I don't got time to waste.
Okay, interesting.
Just freaking wham.
I was gonna get very personal. I don't wanna do it.
It's also our 400th episode.
Is it?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We've been so busy with the movie that our Patreon supporters are supporting.
Cali only had 100 episodes.
We got 400. Thanks for following us this whole time.
400. What does that count? What is counted in that?
400 regular episodes.
Yeah.
So none of the bonuses.
The bonuses were always numbered differently.
Yeah, I actually have all the bonuses.
Well, no, I think it's correct to not count those, right? Like, yeah. Those aren't. So anyway, thanks for being here. 400 episodes. We didn't know. I didn't know. Can we get like confetti to? Hey, Josh, throw some papers down. We'll say it's like confetti.
Here
it comes. Here we go. 400.
You're not even in the wide, Josh.
Get in the wide. Yay! We got it.
He's just throwing post-it notes. You can't even see it. Okay, he's on too. Thank you.
Hooray! Sevan, you've been here a number of times, probably dating all the way back to our first year.
Yeah, I probably rival Aaron Moles on appearances.
You probably do. So you've done the formerly it was the WOW scale. You've done that a bunch of times. I don't think you've ever done the sob scale.
Yeah, I think this might be the first time I'm doing.
Do you remember your WOW scale score?
My WOW scale is probably around 2.
Okay. Something all right.
Like or maybe 1.
Well, let's.
Sure. I think it was a 1.
It was a 1? Last time it was a 1? Yeah. You go up and down all the time.
Here and there.
Well, we do something here on the show called the subscale.
Subscale.
I think it's the screaming one that people hate. So, yeah, right in the middle.
Sounds like R2-D2 getting hit by something.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Sob scale stands for skeptic or believer. It's a 5-question quiz. You know the drill. If you're a 0, you're a skeptic. If you're a 5, you're a believer. You're ready to be weighed on the sob scale.
Let's do it.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I'm going to say yes to all those now.
Is that a change?
I think the last 300 years might be a change.
Okay. Do you think they helped build the pyramids?
You know what? Let me take it back. Because if they built the pyramids, it's like 10,000 years.
Okay.
Do you think they assisted in the American Revolution?
What's that?
Do you think they assisted in the American Revolution?
Yeah.
I mean...
Or Nazis. Do you think Nazis got UFOs and stuff? Were they assisting both sides?
I guess I still am a no on that last question.
We talked you out of it. Fuck. I should have done a follow-up. I'm sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay.
It's got to be accurate.
What do you think
thorough.
UAPs are, real quick?
exactly what their what the words mean. Unidentified.
But
I don't
do
you, know.
But, well, I
what
guess,
am I supposed to do?
I guess I'm a loaded
question
guy.
You need to have a
guy.
Theory, man. Have a theory.
Yeah, what do I think UAPs are? Oh, what do I think like the phenomena
yeah.
is?
You didn't know that's what he meant?
I think... no, I was just trying to be terse.
I don't know.
I don't know if I said that right. I have a lot of vocabulary that I don't know understand. No, I think there could be other explanations for it. Like I think more other dimensional stuff might be causing things. Things that we don't see just like kind of come into our realm real quick and that yeah. kind of stuff. But I think a lot of it is due to like just lens stuff. Just like things mm-hmm. that people that don't use lenses enough don't understand.
Like the diamond
all the
thing.
Time.
The pyramid yeah. the pyramid thing that
yeah, just like the bokeh shapes and just like orbs and stuff.
Like I definitely think that a lot of UAPs are secret military who is advanced trying to scare people into getting more funding.
Yeah, I mean I think any announcement that they're like, hey, we're doing UAPs and checking them out now, I think that's yeah, it's just to get more funding and whatever. Like a hammer costs $300, right?
Yeah.
It's just another hammer that they want.
All right.
So they pretend.
I had
they...
to catch up to you on that. I was like, what? All right. Second question. Do you believe in ghosts?
No. Although.
Oop.
No, I don't. I don't believe in ghosts as what people describe them as people that are left over on Earth, or
sure.
souls or anything. I don't think. Like for a long time, I used to believe demons were the explanation to a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. I think ghosts in general, how people believe ghosts, I would say no. But again, I'm leaving that open for transdimensional whatevers causing whatever phenomena. I think transdimensional is an easy way for me to just say, I don't know. It's not from our world.
But. Yeah, you're not saying you don't believe in nothing. It could be something, but you don't know. Yeah. It's not defined yet.
Right.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, no. That's a definitive no.
Psychics?
The thing about psychics is, like, I don't believe they have the power they say they have. I believe they have a power that I don't have.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they... I mean, I think cold reading is, like, such an amazing power.
Well, but that's a magic trick, though. You train yeah. to know that.
Yeah.
But I'm more...
Like, all magicians are charlatans. They
no, yeah,
that
but
stuff.
That's but that's not even... That's not something you don't have. You could easily have that. But you mean, like, someone with an innate ability to, like, read people more better than you can.
Like, look, if the guy... The guy that does this trick where he walks across the street and then slams and then like steps on like any random person's feet and says, stop, you can't move. And then he does this weird like NLP trick to them and then walks away. Like the guy literally can't move. So that's a power that I believe in. That's like a psychic power. And if it has to do with the way he says things or the way he looks at people or the way he...
Who is
becomes
this
the authority?
A cosmic yeah, what is this?
Trick.
I've never seen this guy.
Was this Uri Geller or something?
No, I forgot his name. He's kind of famous. Brian Green or something. I think it's Brian Green.
Oh, is he English?
He's like a magician. He's like a street magician. I don't know if he's... It's been a long time since I've seen...
Does he
of
buy
his,
them but... new shoes? If someone stomped on my shoes, I'd be like, bitch.
That's part of the magic trick.
His other magic trick is to get women to fall in love with them instantly. So there's... It's like kind of like that the game world. The...
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Nixium.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to that. So, like, I believe those powers exist, so I don't know. I feel like I can explain
Darren
it.
Darren Brown, thank you.
But I don't think it's, like, people in contact with spirits to have answers. I think it's just, like, they're good at giving answers.
Do you believe that life is a simulation?
Yes. 100%.
You're so excited to deliver that answer.
Yes. Because it brings me up the scale.
Do you want to elaborate on that thought?
If you look at everything that's been quantified about the world, like Mandelbrot, like algorithms that like create trees from like just like randomness,
mm-hmm.
like you can literally put math to nature. So why not the other way around?
Yeah.
And so I think it's easy enough to conclude that, yes, we're in a simulation, whether it's a organic simulation or a microchip simulation. I don't know.
Does that affect how you live your life?
No, not at all. Most of the stuff doesn't, actually. Whether I believe in ghosts or not, or psychics or not, it doesn't affect me either way.
Yeah.
Because at the heart, I'm a skeptic.
He's a 2? 3?
3.
3?
3?
4? 3?
Ghosts?
3?
Was it a yes on ghosts?
The ghost was no, but energy.
The ghost was the
kind And it of, was a yes on aliens.
It was definitely no to the Bigfoot.
Are you
going
to give me the psychic one? Because I feel like I basically said no, I don't believe.
I don't think we give you the psychic one.
All it's right, really two. About like it, if somebody two. Claims something, two. I don't believe them.
You're That's a 2.
Bottom line.
I would say he's a 2 with some residuals, but not enough to make it a 3.
So wait, if I say I'm really good with animals, you don't believe me?
I'd have to see if to believe
you. You haven't seen it? You haven't seen it.
No, I mean, if you said that and you were a stranger, yeah, I mean.
All right, well, so you're a 2.
Okay.
How do you feel?
It's about where I should be. Yeah.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
All right. I don't know what we're talking about. Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, 144,000. Happy Easter. This is mentioned in Revelations, and a lot of Christianity has pictured this idea that there's a certain amount of people that will be saved and go to heaven. Jehovah's Witnesses use this too. Is there something to the specific number of people that are supposed to be saved tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi?
Oh, so there's a number?
A holy number.
I was busy dancing. There's a number?
A holy number.
It's basically a number that is...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Easter.
Easter.
To you.
Happy. No.
What do you guys do?
There aren't any Easter songs, right?
Let's do
They're
one.
They're all religious
Hippity
songs.
Hop. The rabbit comes around. Hoppity hippity hop.
Actually,
it's
I think
Easter
that is a
day,
song.
And everyone's gonna hunt. For some eggs.
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Here comes
Hippity
Peter
hop.
Cottontail.
Hoppity hip.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Mom and Dad are drinking wine.
So God.
Chocolatey eggs. Chocolatey bunnies. That's great. Someone someone make that a real
Take
song.
Take a bite with me.
Oh my God.
Jesus is dead. Or wait, no, he's back. I don't know the thing. I think he's back today.
I think we're going to discover that in our discussion.
Is he back today? Is he back today?
He is back today.
Oh, fucking thank God.
Today he's risen.
Yes.
He came back.
Yes.
Oh,
all of our problems
Jesus
are over.
Jesus came back. He didn't want to stay.
Hippity hop. Jesus comes in. He's like, you thought I was dead. Fuck you, Romans. They're the ones, right?
Yeah. No. Well.
You shouldn't have joined the internet. You should have known.
It's up in the air.
It's both Jews and Mormons, but I don't think you can
fuck
say
you,
that.
Fuck you, Jew. I mean, that's problematic.
Right.
Yeah. We just watched one of the newer South Parks from this last season, and they sure did use the word Jew a lot, and it made me very
uncomfortable. Is Jew bad? I know Jap is bad. Is Jew bad?
It feels bad.
Jap as a Jewish American princess?
No, Jap like Japanese.
Because they call themselves that.
No, yeah, I know that's cool. That's
and
like super
even,
cool.
It's like we named them in two, you know, because like they don't, they say Nippon, right?
Nippon, yeah. Is Japan is Nippon in their language.
Oh, yeah. It's just someone that was like, well, what's this place called?
Nippon. I got it.
Japan? Okay, this place called Japan. Nippon? No, sounds like nipple.
Welcome to the
Japan.
World. Welcome to the world. We're new.
You don't want that name. Well, that's a bad name.
It's like how Spain named the Philippines. They can't even
say
that.
Prince Philip or something?
Philip. They can't even say the F sound.
What do they say?
They say Philippines.
Philippine.
It's Philippine.
With a B?
You want the fish sandwich?
It's Philippine? Like a P sound.
Philippine.
Like a
P. Yeah. Like instead of saying like, do you want some food? They go, do you want some food?
You look like a leftover hippie. Cut your hair.
Yeah. This is not how you plop the rice. This rice plop is shit.
Get your pork and plop the rice.
Yeah.
Can you guys, this is off topic. Can you do a German accent? I realized today that I cannot.
What should I say?
Yes, I can't. Hold on. I just got to drop the Austrian, you know, because Arnold.
Oh, the Arnold
is so
thing?
So close, yeah.
Right.
So, who? Werner Herzog. I often wonder if this goose would have a good time.
Isn't he also Austrian?
But his accent's more German.
Oh.
I think that maybe I can do a German accent.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's like posh German.
Because I also do a lot of yodeling myself.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I tried to do one today. I could not do it. I even watched like a 13-minute video on how to do it, and I just bailed.
Why don't you... I lost it. Never mind. Why don't you shave your beard?
Why don't you shave your beard?
Why don't you?
It might make you feel better. Shave your beard. Bitter? Feel your beard bitter?
Now you're getting into it. Right?
Whose shoes is this? Whose shoes is right here?
We are getting playfully racist with all of these European accents.
You could be racist to all the whites.
So the whole thing with the W and the V is they have both those words, but they pronounce the W with the V.
Yeah.
Wunderbar.
V.
But they also have a W sound, but they don't know that the W, because their W sounds like a V.
Yeah, because if you look at like ancient languages, like even in French, it's not W, it's double V, double V.
Double V, say.
Double V, they make a mean pair of kicks. Did you get the new double V's? They're fucking fire.
Yeah, no bathroom shoes.
They're fucking fire.
Do you do a German accent, Savon?
I don't do any accent.
Okay.
I'm only a performer by necessity.
I don't think anybody in the Mario Brothers movie is Italian. So
Chris Pratt is so Italian. He's so Italian. Jack Black, Italian.
Well, what's Wario? He's German, right?
No, he has to be Italian.
I thought he was German because he goes Sieg Heil when you pick him. And
he does? Holy
it
shit.
Sounds like it. He doesn't. It sounds like it.
Oh my God.
It sounds just like it. Sieg Heil. That's what he does. Sieg Heil. I have no idea what he's saying.
Wario. Well, do you think Wario would be part of the 144,000 to be let into heaven?
Definitely no. Thank you for bringing it back. What is this number? I don't understand what this is.
So I'll just do the Christianity one first. This is like the blanket one. This is mentioned twice in the Book of Revelations. The Book of Revelations to a lot of people is the book of the end of the world. The rapture, the Jesus is coming back after, so the rapture is everybody dies who's not a Christian. Well, Christians get saved, right?
Yeah. Not all Christians
get taken to heaven.
Because you could be left behind.
Yes.
And everybody else is left behind. Yep.
But
didn't Kirk Cameron like
yes, left behind yeah. one, left behind two.
No, but didn't he also like wasn't he responsible for someone getting death threats or something? Like didn't he like do you guys know about this? If not,
yeah,
I'll move on.
It was
on.
A Twitter thing, right?
Yeah, he somehow doxed someone or something, and they got a bunch of death threats. But he was great in Growing Pains. Funny guy.
His post career is pretty fun to watch. It's pretty Christian nightmarish.
Yeah, it's great.
Scary.
I love all those movies. Oh, I got stoned and tried to watch 80 for Brady last night.
Did you have a blast?
I keep falling asleep. It's fun. But I keep falling asleep.
That's a great crew of ladies.
Yeah, they're all bound for the 144,000.
Here's the
144,000. That's the limit for heaven?
Here's the first reference in Revelations. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Who's included? Now I'm breaking.
Sealed means chosen.
So, like, who's included in this 144,000?
Like, you were sealed in this scroll of chosen
You're sealed
people.
As a chosen.
Got it.
Some people think that it's a specific number of how many people are going to get saved. Some people think it's in reference to the 12 tribes, and there's, like, 12,000 of each tribe.
Well, it literally says that in the Bible, that it's 12.
It lists off 12 tribes.
12 times 12.
12 times 12,000 is 144,000.
Yeah.
What are the tribes? Am I in one?
There's 12 tribes.
Is a Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, I'm in that one for sure.
I don't know. I think the tribes are just like, what, races?
No, it's there's 12 different Hebrew tribes.
Hebrewism.
In Israel.
All of the Jews converted to Christianity. 12,000 out of each of the 12 tribes. But this must be only a certain number for an uncertain number, for it's not to be supposed that just 12,000 were converted out of each of the 12 tribes.
So this isn't even about heaven. This is just like how many people switched to Christianity?
No, this is actually a very specific number of people that are chosen for a specific task.
Do you think, sorry to bring it to our one of our previous subjects, do you think that that's just how many people can fit in our moon spaceship?
Yeah, maybe.
Right? I mean, if Noah's Ark was actually from Mars, Mars is falling apart, you come into Earth.
From them using the moon, and the moon's an incubator.
The moon is the Ark, and it only seats 144,000.
That is a very short-sighted planning, because now we have 6-7 billion people.
Yeah, but you pick the best ones.
The most righteous ones.
Well, I'm not going to make that.
I'm going to pick the most righteous ones and the horniest ones, because then we can repopulate.
Ooh, I might be one of the horniest ones.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. I want to fuck everything.
I just Christ-like. Heard this.
Fuck all the marches.
Speaking of horny, I heard this thing this week that I thought was interesting was this guy has this theory that teens rebel against their family as teens innately to avoid inbreeding.
They what?
Oh, yeah.
It's that makes sense. Like,
rebellion comes from not wanting to inbreed.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. That, like, your teenagers, like, something switches when you become, like, a teenager. And you start, like, becoming sexually active mentally, like, chemically. And then you become repulsed by your family and you don't want to be in the house anymore. So that you, like, go off and you combine your genetics.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, you know, I think it's an interesting idea.
Just remember that when Moose becomes a teenager and he freaking hates her.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. It's like, wow, I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm just biological.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal bio Wade.
It was nice to hear because I dropped my family. Yeah.
Bio Wade.
Is there more for Christianity?
You can find me on the highway next to a factory. Bio Wade. Like Bio Wade. Or no, I would be next to an abortion
this
clinic.
Bio Wade dumping.
Bio Wade dumping.
Beware. Bio Wade dumping. Next 20 miles. You're just on the corner, like, taking a big shit.
It's biological.
For the future.
Don't shame me. I hate my parents because of evolution.
I hope you call all your shits now
Bio-Wades.
Bio-Wades. Make it some Bio-Wade.
I gotta go dump a Bio-Wade.
Sorry if it smells, guys. Bio-Wade containment. Couldn't contain it.
There was a... I can't find the other one, but the other one... I'll find it if you want to jump... And we'll jump back to it if you want to talk...
Sure.
I mean...
Yeah.
You want to do the...
I can spring off of that because it's basically with the same idea. So I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness and
Boo.
Not anymore. I'm not anymore. So I did a lot of research on this stuff, and Jehovah's Witnesses really pretend to know the Bible the best. And there's a lot of like math in the Bible and stuff, and like all these prophecies that are supposed to like point towards the end of the world. And they do this math thing where it's like the minute that Cyrus the Great destroys Jerusalem, so many days happens, or so many years happen, so a day for a year. There's all these weird interpretations in the Bible. So many years happen, it brings you to the year 1914. From all the way from 32 CE, which is like what they call Pentecost, which is the moment at which God chose the specific amount of Jews to be like inspired or like chosen, like the first chosen ones. Of the 144,000 happens in like AD like 33 or something like that, and from AD 33 to now to 1914, there should have been chosen 144,000 of those chosen people, which Jehovah's Witnesses would say those were like the true Christians. What, because Jehovah's Witnesses didn't exist until like the late 1800s, but
in this reference, is it, this is referring to their souls because they could die through all of this time, but the numbers over this time.
So basically, they're saying like there's this group of people, 144,000, that's gonna go up to heaven at the end of days and sing this new song. And so these people are chosen, they're anointed or whatever. Like Jehovah's Witnesses believe that there's still like maybe 12,000 left of them on the earth.
Do you think that the song is hippity hop? Jesus Christ is coming back today.
This is how we find out that Wade is part of the chosen.
Pieces. It's just like a random pop song that like snuck into culture.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a Battlestar Galactica when all the Cylons start singing that Jimi Hendrix song.
Oh my god.
What? I don't remember this.
There was like a whole
which
season.
Jimi Hendrix song? Foxy Lady?
It's a Bob Dylan song.
Sorry, it's a Bob Dylan song. But I
but
feel
Jimi
like
Hendrix covers it.
They did
Rolling
the Jimi
Stone?
Hendrix cover. The
what is
there
it?
Must be some kind
Watchtower.
Of
Watchtower.
Out of
Watchtower.
You.
Yeah. Oh, that's
pretty precious.
It's just throughout the series before they do the big reveal, every now and then the people that you find out are Cylons will look up and go, "There's got to be some kind of way out of here."
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I mean, that's basically the same thing. Yeah.
Are
it's
you
the same
freaking
thing.
Kidding me with this? Fire the person.
So
that
mad
wrote
at
this.
That. Like, oh, everyone's gonna love it when they.
But there were,
when they figure it
but
out.
But that's all based off
there
of the Bible, though, right?
Cylons, right? Yeah, I mean, they took the whole number 12.
Would you say 15?
Aren't there 13 Cylons?
Yeah, there's 12 and then the one.
There's 12 and then the one. Yeah, so it's the same idea. It's like 12. 12 is considered in the Bible like a number of completeness. So if
12
it's like a metaphor.
12.
Yeah, it's like we have a complete amount. There's 12 of them. It's not 10 in the Bible. 10 is like the, you know, what we use as like a definitive line.
Do you think Battlestar Galactica was secretly saying ACAB? 12, 13, man. 1, 2, 1, 3, ACAB.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, sure.
All right, go on.
Wouldn't that be ABAC? 1, 2, A, B,
oh, I got it backwards.
C?
1, 3, 1, 2.
1, 2, oh, word, word.
My bad.
So they weren't.
No, they weren't.
Well, they could have still been. It's still 13 and 12.
Okay.
I just transposed the order. Right?
All right.
You count Jesus before you count his disciples. Zing.
Yeah. Whoa.
So the Bible is saying that it's supposed to be, this group is made up of 12,000 of each tribe of Israel. And because it's Revelation, everything is considered a symbol or a metaphor. So the Christians interpret this to their own purposes and say it's a metaphor for this or it's a metaphor for that. Well, Christians have their own metaphor. Jehovah's Witnesses have their metaphor, and their metaphor is Jehovah's Witnesses, true Christians, are picked throughout the years, centuries, and the end of the picking is in 1914. So nobody alive today should be part of that unless they're 110 years old right now.
But doesn't that just mean that they're wrong?
Yes, and they changed it later to account for that. So, and that's part of the story. So, my whole life I've grown up. Every year before Easter, there's this thing called Passover, and it's something that we all celebrated, and we all drank our wine.
Jehovah's Witnesses did.
They celebrate. That's the only thing they celebrate is the death of Christ, because Jesus told his disciples, "Pass this wine amongst you. Drink, pass this bread amongst you, eat. This is my body. This is my, I'm creating a covenant, blah, blah, blah. Do this in remembrance of me every year." He didn't say every year. Do this in remembrance of me. We decided to do it in remembrance of him every year. So we pass the wine, we pass the bread, and the only ones in the congregation, the only ones at church get to eat and drink from it are this anointed class of people. And in Jehovah's Witnesses, you could just say, "I think I'm anointed. I believe, I feel in my heart that I have the calling to be one of these anointed ones." And so you basically create yourself, or you put yourself in this class of people that are like almost worshipped in a way.
But do you think that there's a third part of that that got cut out where Jesus like took a shit and he was like, "This is an egg. This is an egg now. Eat this." And that's why we have chocolate eggs.
We
eat my waste in remembrance of me.
Do not lick your fingers in my presence, but enjoy the chocolate.
So my whole life, I've always, we had one anointed person in our congregation.
And they just decided. They were
they just
like,
decide. It's like they do a lot of prayer.
And was it
like
the worst?
Still different.
Was it like the worst guy?
No, it's always like the most righteous one.
No, but it had to be a guy, right?
No, I've met.
You said one. Women. I'm asking about this specific.
No, but
one.
We go to different congregations. We know everybody. Back then, I didn't.
But it was one guy. It was
one
a guy,
in my congregation.
It?
There was one guy. And those people,
he was the worst, right?
No, he was like, but he was like kind of worshipped in a way. He was revered amongst because oh my god, we have
yeah, but wasn't he
one.
Like a piece of shit?
What are you trying to
I'm
get
sure.
him to say?
I just think anyone
he's
who
like,
would
no,
be like,
he was fine. No, but he sucked, right? No, I mean he was fine.
Well, no, but he's talking like dictionary. What's like definitive? He's talking definitively about what anointed means. I'm saying anyone who would anoint themselves is probably a piece of shit.
Yeah, they're probably narcissists. Yeah, they probably believe, and we always thought these people believe they're gonna go to heaven versus. Because Jehovah's Witnesses, the whole point of it is you're going to survive on the end to become, to live on earth forever. So your heaven is basically on earth, but only 144,000 get to go to heaven. So
to the moon ship.
And they should have been sealed or picked all the way up until 1914. So anybody born in 1914 under should be. So I don't know if anybody's born 1914 at this point that is still alive today.
Right.
And so they had to change
the interpretation
to mean, because there's another scripture they put into it that says, like, a generation will not pass before the end of these days happen. So they're saying the generation of the people born in 1914 won't pass before that generation will see the end.
So
they're basically saying, like, double the generation.
Yeah. They're moving
the
goalposts.
We got an extra 100.
They're moving the goalposts just like Q.
Do you guys want to hear what the LDS have to say about it? They have a whole thing in Doctrine and Covenants about it.
Latter-day Saints. Go on.
LDS, Latter-day Saints, yes. So Doctrine and Covenants is a extra book where God kind of explains to Joseph Smith about a lot of things. It's like later revelations and stuff.
Wait, hold on. I forget. Do Mormons use any of the Old Testament?
They use both. They have an extra book.
So they use the old, the new, and the extra book.
They use the old, the new, the Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and Pearl of Great Price.
Word.
So Doctrine and Covenants is later revelations.
Wait, say that and slow it down.
Doctrine and Covenants.
Doctrine and Covenants. I kept hearing Doctor in. I'm like, what was
Doctor
there?
And Covenants. Doctor and Covenants.
Can we get Dr. Covenants to the... Yeah. Dr. Ann Covenants, please, to
Hello, I'm
ER.
I'm your doctor, Dr. Ann Covenants. So in Doctrine and Covenants 77:11, the Lord explained to Joseph Smith that the number 144,000 mentioned in Revelation 7:4-8 is the number of representatives out of the 12 tribes of Israel who will be ordained to assist others in their quest for exaltation. It is not, as some people believe, the total number of people who will be exalted. The Church of the Firstborn refers to those who will be exalted and become joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Oh, right.
Members of the Lord's earthly church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who live righteously and receive the ordinances of exaltation, will become members of the Lord's heavenly church, the Church of the Firstborn.
That's interesting, because I remember now...
Is it?
I remember now that this 144,000 are supposed to become a bride to Jesus. They like literally become one entity and marries Jesus and becomes the savior.
Ooh, that's interesting. It is
together.
Interesting.
Can they be trans?
Not.
I mean,
days.
Would they be? Look, if like, there was a man in there, and then he becomes a wife.
It's a collective of 144,000 men and women and children.
Oh, which so they are.
Which churches accept trans? Whatever. I'm not. I don't know.
Unitarians probably.
This last part of the revelation. Quote is it speaks of 144,000 standing with a lamb on Mount Zion and having the name of God written on their foreheads. I just think that's one of the
Lamb of God is a symbol of Jesus.
But here's my question: this is nonsense. I guess that's not a question.
Well, yeah.
Question.
Question answer.
17.
Yes.
No, but I just mean Do you guys put any importance onto this number? Does it mean anything outside of theology?
Well, I think if we move forward and talk about like the song.
All right, let's do that.
Because you could think of that as like a frequency of the world, and heaven is talked about as a bunch of angels singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah constantly, just like this.
And they do it fast like that too.
Yeah, it's just constant.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I think that's the old song.
Can you say it 144,000 times fast?
So that's the old song. I think there's a new song coming.
Hippity
that
hop.
Changes the vibration.
Jesus comes.
It's not that song.
It's gotta be. It's so catchy.
But I think the whole point of it is it's supposed to mark the end of an age. Just like the Mayans had, their calendar had 144,000 days that marked. Yeah. A cycle.
Baktun, is that?
Baktun, yeah.
Do you think that the song has anything to do with the sound that's supposed to emit from the Sphinx if the sun doesn't rise?
What? This is awesome.
Yes.
The Sphinx is supposed to say something?
It's supposed to, there's a siren or a sound that's supposed to emit from the Sphinx.
How?
If the sun doesn't rise. I don't know. It's just in the lore of the Sphinx.
Do you think, well, let's x-ray the Sphinx and see if he's got any kind of like sound system in there.
There's a chamber.
There's chambers under his
bones. There's a chamber.
So, you know how all chambers make noise. That room I never go into in my house, and it's so loud.
You make chamber music in there.
Oh. Yeah, it's chamber music.
So one idea is that this 144,000 is them trying to explain something that exists, but then it was from dogma, got written into scriptures, and was rewritten to control people, you know, in the same way that, like, women aren't important, and they're basically pieces of shit in a lot of the scriptures.
I beg to differ. Women give life.
So, like, the first part of the Bible.
Have you guys seen The Power?
The Power, no. Maybe.
All the girls get electricity. Because it's like they're sick of getting raped and stuff.
Oh. Sounds cool.
It's like the duck's vagina. Only.
With electricity. We're like eels.
Yeah. Well, eels are a big part of it. Check it out. It's on Amazon Prime.
So one idea is that the whole, and this is where string theory is going too, like the whole universe is just vibrational energy. And all this vibrating, if you like get hit the proper frequencies, you get geometric shapes that like, and this is how a lot of things.
We got to weaponize this.
I mean.
It's possible.
Let's take 100%. People apart.
So one idea is
put them back together.
The first part of the
then
Bible.
Then they're going to be like, what?
Well, maybe that's the vibrational energy that makes the transporter work.
Oh, yeah.
Takes people apart, put it back together.
Oh, the beam me up?
Yeah.
I don't know what a transporter is. I know beam me up.
The beam me up machine.
Do you know there's a theory where every time they get beamed up, I'm sorry, Willie, did we cut you off?
That they get cloned.
Oh, we're having a lot of fun here.
I know, have fun.
There's a theory that, oh, geez, I just spit all over.
Whenever they get beamed up.
Whenever they get beamed up, they are actually a new person because all their molecules are getting re-put together.
Yeah.
It can't be the same ones. It is...
They cloned Riker that way.
What do you call it?
They also helped give a tough birth that way. Remember that? They used the transporter to get a baby out of Keiko? Keiko's baby?
Please not Keiko.
No, put Keiko's baby into Kira.
Oh, yeah! Because Keiko's body couldn't handle it for some reason.
Totally. Well, I know what you guys are talking about.
She wasn't actually pregnant, but the actress was pregnant, so it's just a writing thing.
Smart.
Let's transport the baby into this actress.
Listen.
Keiko's the worst.
That makes me love it. Because
Keiko's the worst.
Keiko is the worst.
That's a very... You know how sitcoms are always like putting boxes in front of pregnant women and shit?
Yeah.
Star Trek's like, nah, fuck that, man. Like, this one's pregnant now. Let's just like beam the baby into the other one.
Yeah.
That's
I've
so
got
funny,
an idea
dude.
If you guys are willing to listen. Classic Star Trek writer. So the first sentence in the Bible, based, and this is the NIV. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word
Genesis?
Was with God, and
John
the
1,
Word
1.
Was God.
A classic.
But so like
fucking
like
nerd this guy. Can you believe I married this Bible nerd?
You gotta get a divorce, dude.
I'm basically a theologian at this point.
They're learning now that certain frequencies, certain
sounds basically can create matter. Mm. And so the idea is that
that tracks.
That energy is sound, vibrational energy. And that's how matter was formed, from just that energy.
Yeah, they're basically saying God said, let there be light. His voice, the vibrational energy of his voice created light.
But
so
in reality,
take away this guy shaped a guy.
But this could still be practical without God, right? Yeah. The Big Bang could have
that's what I'm getting
made
at.
A frequency that created matter.
Is the bang God, though?
Well, that's a different... Yes, but not this guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Take away all the religion, and then if they're all... I mean, like some of the ideas that are out there are like, okay, there's 12 disciples, right? There's 12. A lot of the old stories have written within them
codes.
The actual code of the of how the universe works.
Yeah.
So it's like you know, that when you find Pythagorean's theorem in art, it's because they're trying to say, basically, these are the things we know. I put what I know into the art.
I bet the whole part in the Bible where it's like, this guy begets this guy, this guy begets this guy. I bet that's just the periodic table, right?
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Right?
Because you just add one more.
Did you just have a new thought? Is this an
I've never
previously
thought of that. Never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
You heard it here first on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Copyright Real Life Sci-Fi.
Right? You just add one proton, you add one atomic weight, and you get the next element.
Everyone thinks it's literal genealogy. I think it's science, baby.
But that's fun. Mm-hmm. But I don't give these Bible writers any credit, and I think it's just nonsense.
What if it's just like a bunch of people, a couple of jokesters like us? Yeah, and they're like, people aren't going to listen to straight up science. We got to put like a story to it, zazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, give it some zazz.
Give it some zazz. Let's have this guy try to murder his son, and then God's like, don't do it. And then these girls get their dad drunk and rape him. Oh my God, the Bible's so fun.
Lots of angels rape too.
Lots of angels rape.
You write a bunch of hymns so that there's a soundtrack to it.
What about Hallelujah 144,000 times?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You gotta do it so fast that it just vibrates into a sound.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
But like when it says like the name of God written on their foreheads, like one idea is that so that the 12 tribes could be the 12 notes in one octave. Because there are, if you take the major notes and the minor notes, there are 12 different notes in between each octave.
Is that true?
A, B,
what?
C,
D,
12 notes in an octave?
Thought there was
if you add all the...
Seven and then the flats,
yeah. Seven regular
plus
notes
the
and then the five flats.
Plus all the sharps.
Picture all the white and black
keys. All the flats and sharps?
With the flats, there's five.
You minus the
sharp
flats
is
the sharps.
So that would be 12. Eight plus
this
five.
Sounds like Jehovah's Witness math.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust those.
So each note is you know, whatever that 12,000 is. One idea is that so, and not talking chakras, but like the different vibrational energy in your body. If you can, and it's similar to chakras, if you can activate your chakras, you
eight chakras.
And your there's eight, but like
also they point out octave means eight.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
but there's 12 notes in that octave, if you count the flats.
What about the sharps?
Sharps are flats. It's like A sharp is B flat.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, man.
Fuck.
You thought you got us?
Elementary school, man. That's
sharps
why I stopped
flats,
learning
dog.
About
sharps,
sharps
and
flats.
Flats.
But so yeah,
C sharp.
When
D
you're
flat,
a flat,
same
you're a
thing.
Flat all the way. I've heard that one.
That was good. But if you can act, you know, paralleling activating your chakra, if you can get these vibrational
energy crazy.
Getting
sharps
through
are
you,
flats.
Yeah, dude.
You
no, but that's like a good. I'm sorry, that's like a good life lesson. Hey, man, sharps are flats, dude.
Same thing.
What are you gonna do, man?
You know, I know you're bummed right now, but you know, every flat note is also sharp. But that's interesting. You're saying this stuff about the vibrational note of the universe being connected to all this.
And so, like when they say the name of God written on your forehead, what is the name of God? The name of God is a word. That word is a vibrational sound. So the way that you activate the word of God through your pineal gland is to have your magnetic field resonating with the highest stuff of the universe. You match the resonance of heaven, and the only way to match the resonance of, because you know how resonance works, right? Like if you have something vibrating, or if you have a note here, it'll resonate with another fork if it's tuned to the same thing.
It's the same as resonance. You got to do the first and last month. Same thing. Same theory. Same
but
thing.
If you could, could get your magnetic field, your chakra, your whatever, to resonate at the word of God, at the vibrational sound of creation.
Should we try it?
Then you would be seen by that.
Can we do that right
resonate
now?
Resonate with the creative force.
Are you saying
force
the 144,000 is the code to resonate next to Jesus?
Yeah. It's like 144 hertz or something.
Yeah.
Let's do it. What's the note? Josh, give us a little tune.
Give us 144,000.
Give us 144,000.
Play that note.
Yeah, you resonate with heaven.
What
you can only see heaven.
What if we actually
resonate
did that and then
you
heaven
can only
just
see
opened up?
Okay, that's interesting because New Jerusalem is like a version of heaven in the future, right? After the 144,000.
The 44, New 000. Jews.
New Jerusalem is where the 144,000 of metaphorical Jews, I guess, reside. And you can only see that if you can vibrate that same.
So it's like
frequency.
Wakanda.
Yeah.
You gotta like, know the way in.
It's like Elysium. Yeah.
Well,
like
that's
Narnia.
For money. Narnia.
Money $144,000 gets you into Elysium.
Right.
But 144,000 shirts in one closet. You're gonna open up Narnia.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's just a key.
Good luck getting 144,000 shirts in here.
The float tank place down the street, they do like sound therapy.
Did you do it yet?
I did do it.
Which one?
Oh, shit.
Did you get to choose your frequency?
Oh, wait. I didn't do the plasma thing, but I did do the float tank thing. I've talked about it on here already.
Well, I thought, no, you talked about you were going to do it. I don't think you.
I did it.
And what was it like?
I got some floating fluid in my eye halfway through, and it stopped being relaxing.
Do you think that they would allow you to TikTok your experience?
You ruined
my camera.
You ruined it.
I did. I ruined it.
You're naked in there.
You're totally naked in there, though.
Like, where do we put my camera? I'm trying to blog this.
That's fucking.
They
no.
say no sex in there, right?
Yeah, they say
they
no
have
sex.
A double chamber.
For two people,
for two
but
people.
They say no sex. But they do pump.
Who are they kidding?
They put music in, but the music, you'd think it was like.
C'est de moi.
No, I thought it would be like. I thought it would be like.
I know we're not supposed to fucking
music.
Hear, honey. But this song is so horny.
I thought the music, though, would be like meditation music, like classic. You know, like you walk into a meditation or a yoga studio and it's very
like a ding.
Like chimey and like, like dissident, whatever.
What was
no,
it?
It was
Def Leppard?
It was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, they're throwing
whoa,
binaural
whoa,
beats
whoa,
at you.
Whoa.
It was
yeah,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt
like. Are you sure it wasn't a hippity hop? Here he comes.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Right
you
again.
You had
him
floating naked in
what
the
you
dark.
Gonna do when Jesus comes? He's gonna leave you eggs on Easter.
Are you chosen?
No, think of Christianity taking some New World ideas and like, okay, well, what, you have some Jesus and crackers before you get in.
Jesus and crackers.
Jesus and crackers.
they do that, and then they also offer, I didn't do it, but I want to try it. They offer this other thing where you lay on essentially what's like a folding
like a waterbed.
Table waterbed.
Like a massage table waterbed.
Yeah, like a massage table waterbed. And they put these headphones on you
ass
attached
up.
To a... No, not ass up. It's attached to like a plasma generating frequency machine. It looks, yeah, it looks very high-tech. Yeah, it looks like a
couple Tesla coils in this small thing.
Yeah.
It looks weird. Oh, you
and
just
so
peek
the
Willy's
frequency of the plasma is what they pipe into you. And their whole theory is that there is a frequency in your body attached to your pure primitive self that's supposed to be, you hear it in the womb. So when your body hears it, it self-heals and it cycles stuff out. And then when we were doing stuff about like drugs and the mushrooms and the food of the gods, the book that I was reading mentioned that we, our ancestors survived because of our thin skulls, because sounds and vibrations help clean, decalcify and clean all of the bad chemicals and toxins out of our brains. It like flushes our system.
So
I'm like, maybe there's something to this.
In that same vein, a lot of the old churches have, sure, you've seen like the pine cones, but you see these like arcing points at the top of cathedrals and stuff. And so one idea is that like with their big pipe organs and with their church bells, they are like trapping vibrational sound energy that heals you. And then you get to blame it on whatever they're selling you instead of like naturally you're healing yourself because of the
vibration.
Yeah,
you know how I know none of this is true? Because like years ago, I went home. I took a trip home and I was constipated. And I'm like, I never get constipated. And it was like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? This sucks. I hate this. And I tried a bunch of like laxatives and stuff and nothing worked. And then I was like, oh, I'll go to this EDM concert because the bass will like pulverize the poop.
It'll really shake the shit out of
me. It'll shake the shit out of me. Like literally didn't work.
You got to find the brown note, Wade. You got to find that brown note.
Well, dissonant frequencies, you can play the same music but have it tuned to a different
frequency. That's a whole other
frequency. 432 episode. Versus 440.
Yeah.
Just like some people think that this is a tangent, but some people think that the pyramids.
It's a little late for tangents.
Vibrate, yeah, I know. Vibrate energy, and you go into the pyramids to heal yourself with vibration energy.
Interesting. Those
witnesses believe that pyramids were a mathematical reason for the end of the world as well.
For the end of the world?
Yeah. For like, because if we're talking about
these motherfuckers
stuff,
are morbid, man.
Huh?
They're morbid.
Yeah.
All they care about is the end of the world?
Yeah. So that they can live in either paradise or go to heaven.
Who's that British comedian who's like kind of off-putting from Get Him to the Greek and stuff?
Russell Brand. He's amazing.
Russell Brand.
Yeah. Off-putting.
Have you seen him? Have you seen? Dude, he's like.
He's great now.
He's really great about like religion and stuff. He's like, these motherfuckers just want the world to end. That's what they're into. Isn't it, mate? Isn't it? That's what they're into.
Completely intelligent, calls out everything. Yeah, he's great.
He's kind of great.
His own network. He's kind of crazy.
He has his own network?
Well, he's like, it's kind of like this network, but he has basically.
No shit.
His own.
Maybe we can get on his network.
Let's get him on the show.
True News, is that what it's called?
Oh,
Trues?
I don't know about that.
True News sounds
problematic. No, it's called Trues.
Trudes?
Trues.
Trues.
Like True Nudes?
All right, well, we got 20 seconds, and I don't know if we can go over tonight because I have no idea what's happening. So let's wrap it up.
You can go over a little bit if you want.
Oh, we can go over a little bit.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, well, then let's
wrap it up.
Let's take like a few minutes to just wrap it up.
Okay.
Seven.
144,000 is a trigger word for me. So every time Willie said it, I got this trauma flashback.
Whoa.
Every time.
And no way.
And that's something I'm still working on.
Holy shit.
Because to me, that means the end of the world is coming, and I should be prepared for it. And I'm not part of the 144,000. I never thought I was. But I revered the people that were. But now I believe that those people were just, like, making more of themselves than what, you know. Like, it's such a boring world being in the Jehovah's Witnesses. That if you could provide entertainment for one for a whole congregation of people to say, like, yeah, I'm going to heaven.
You right. Know,
but
right.
I am. I get to drink this wine at once a year. I never got to drink it. I always fucking envied those people.
Wait, you only got to drink it if you said that you were going to heaven?
If you were anointed, that was the only time you were allowed to drink it. And if you drank it during one of those processions, like 3 days ago they had this.
Uh-huh.
If you drank it during one of those, you'd either be talked to. Like, do you really believe you're anointed?
Dude,
right.
Come on, you really
because,
don't think
because
anointed,
honestly,
right?
Come on, you?
We thought that number would dwindle.
So.
Because, you know, we thought that number would dwindle. And in the yearbook of Jehovah's Witnesses, they would always count how many people drank and ate from the all that stuff. And when I was a kid in the 1995, it was 12,000 people that did it. Nowadays, it's 20,000 people that have been partaking of the wine and the bread. And to me, that's like we never thought in our lifetime that it would be increasing. We'd always thought it would be decreasing, and I always saw that as a number that would decrease to the end of the world. So I watched that number like crazy. But now it's raised, which means those people, like, for some reason, have been chosen.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why hubris, they explain
right?
that. But.
It's just hubris.
Hey, so, hey, you're cute. Are you chosen? Are you chosen? You want some wine?
I've been anointed.
You have to be a virgin. It's a virgin. No,
I still qualify.
They're virgins later.
Eating pussy is not... It's not sex.
I just soak sex. A little.
Yeah, soaking is totally cool. As long as you don't thrust in and out, you're fine. Still a virgin.
All right, Willie, any kind of like quick final thoughts?
I'll do a quick. I'm really into resonance and frequencies and vibrating at a higher frequency. And I'm like, the thing that I like is, it's not the law of attraction. It's the law of vibration. You're not going to attract things to yourself if you can get yourself to resonate at the frequency of good things. Then good things see you, and that's how kismet happens. It's like when you picture yourself. It's not just picturing yourself getting good things. It's like you're like vibing great things, and then that's when people notice you that are also at that frequency. So it's kind of like that's why I think creatives always mesh together, because it's like we can tell that we can all communicate with each other and we love creating.
I think astrology has a lot to do with that. But maybe that's the same thing. Maybe they're one and the same. The frequencies of the planet, starting your human computer when you're born. It's the first frequency that hits you out of the womb.
That's a different operating system.
That's a different OS. I guess my...
In this simulation.
My final thoughts are Hollow Moon can hold 144,000 people. Really looking forward to loading onto Hollow Moon with all you fine people.
Oh.
All you virgins.
Make yourself important. Be a virgin.
We're all virgins here, right? Yeah. We're all virgins?
Great. On record, yes.
Excited. Super excited.
Yeah, my final thoughts are we've had a lot of fun here tonight. Thank you for watching and listening.
Yeah,
I was gonna do like a Jerry Springer thing, but my brain is not fast enough.
I know. I heard final it going. I'm like, wait, oh yeah.
Too much blood of Christ.
Take care of each other.
No, I'm not quick witted. I have to write. That's why I'm a writer. I get time to write things, and it makes me seem I'm so much funnier in text than I am in person.
As soon as you hear yourself thinking, like, oh shit.
When?
I never got a funny text from you.
Well, fucking
never.
Maybe the yes and me once in a while. You get some funnier texts.
All right. Not in your
phone. Do you want me to read a bunch of funny texts that I've read? All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. 2 bonus episodes. We're making a movie. We're using your money. You guys are suckers. We took you. Nah, I'm joking. We appreciate the money, and it's going to good use. And you get your name in the credits, and everyone's shaking their fingers. And Seven, thanks for being here. We're going to continue the conversation on Real Life More Sci-Fi. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for that. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.